Turners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Ephesians 5:16 says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. In our last session, we mentioned the matter of time, how we have to be watchful, even sober or vigilant, concerning our time. If we're not careful, our time will be wasted. Our time will be eaten up. And we actually measure our lives in time. So to waste an hour, to waste a day, is a great thing, brothers and sisters. We shouldn't waste our time. We have to be vigilant over our time. And we should realize how much the use of our time affects our going on with the Lord, affects the vibrancy and the freshness of our consecration. We might give ourselves to the Lord. We might be inspired to consecrate ourselves to the Lord, whether it's through just contacting Him in the Word, or maybe in a meeting or in a conference. But how often is our consecration affected shortly after we made the consecration? Sometimes a day or two after, it seems like we just come down the mountain, and the freshness of our consecration has disappeared. This has much to do with how we spend our time. We have to be careful, even in these areas that we mentioned last time, not just our time, but the way we spend our money, our relationships, our companionships, the people that we keep company with, and also our information. We have to manage our information. Don't let the information manage you. I'd like to say a little more concerning the matter of our time, redeeming our time. In Greek, there are at least two words, different words, that are translated as time in English. One of them is the word chronos, that is the common word for time. But that is not the word that is used here in Ephesians 5:16. When it says redeeming the time, this word is actually the word that might be pronounced as kairos. And this word actually means opportunity. Redeeming the opportunity. It could also be translated as season, a period of time. The Greek word has the root of kara, which is head. The implication is that something comes to a head, and when it comes to a head, you have to take advantage of that particular time. That is, it's an opportune time. It's the right moment. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to take advantage of the time. Or we could say it this way, we need to seize every opportunity that is offered to us. We need to seize every favorable opportunity for the Lord. Throughout the course of our day, as well as at different times in our lives, we are afforded various opportunities, and we need to seize those opportunities for the Lord. For example, every morning we are presented with an opportunity, and we should seize the opportunity to contact the Lord. We have an opportunity either to come to the Lord or to come to something else. It's very possible with our smartphone, there could be some information waiting for us there. What do we do with those moments that are presented to us? They might even be just 2 or 3 minutes. But it makes a great difference in the rest of our day whether or not we seize the opportunity to spend a few minutes with the Lord. And throughout the course of our day, we are presented opportunities where we can either open the Word and read a couple of verses, even just one verse, or to pray over a verse, or to memorize a verse, or to read the verse and some notes. Or we could spend those same 5 minutes reading something on the internet, catching up on social media. Just 5 minutes could make a great difference. But if we miss the opportunity, it could affect us very much for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week. Every week we are presented opportunities to be in the meetings. Do we seize those opportunities? Do we take advantage of the opportunities afforded to us? We also are afforded opportunities every now and then for the speaking of the gospel. Sometimes we have this experience that we pray for our friends. I'm sure that in the past you have prayed for your friends and for their salvation. But then it could be that when you least expect it, they ask a question, or you're involved in a conversation and you were not anticipating that this conversation would turn to the Lord or turn to the topic of God and the meaning of life. Have you ever experienced something like that? Did you take the opportunity, or did you squander the opportunity? Maybe we've had both kinds of experiences. But brothers and sisters, we are afforded these kind of opportunities. The Lord is faithful when we pray to give us the opportunities for the gospel. And sometimes we come to situations that we didn't exactly pray for, but you may not realize someone else may have been praying for that person. The Word tells us in the Gospel of John that sometimes we reap where other people have sown, and then where we have sown, some other people reap. So it's possible the Lord has been working in a certain person's life, and the seed was sown into them in the past, and someone was praying for them, and now the Lord gives you the opportunity to share a little more, either to sow a seed, water the seed, or even reap this person for the Lord. We do have such opportunities come our way. Oh, may we be those who are always ready to seize the opportunity for the gospel. And also, we are afforded opportunities in the area of giving. Every now and then in our church life, or when we come together for conferences and trainings, we hear or find out about special burdens, not only in our place, but also throughout the whole earth. There are, in the Lord's move, there are many needs. The Lord's move in Europe, the Lord's move in Africa, the Lord's move in Central and South America, and the Lord's move in Asia. Oh, brothers and sisters, we should be alert to find out about the Lord's move in so many places and then seize the opportunity to participate. You know, the Lord told us in Matthew, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It's not a small thing to offer something for the Lord when we hear about a particular move of the Lord in a certain country or a certain continent. And even it could be in your place. There might be a project of building a hall or a need for different halls in different districts. Oh, if there is such a need and the opportunity presents itself, seize the opportunity to offer something. Don't think, oh, my dollar or my $5, oh, what does that mean? It's not so much. Just seize the opportunity and offer, and you will be blessed. So you see, brothers and sisters, actually, our lives are filled with opportunities, and we need to redeem the time. That is, we need to seize the opportunities that are presented to us, and we need to seize them for the Lord and for His interest throughout our day, throughout our week, and in our church life at various times. Opportunities are presented to us, and we need to seize these opportunities. In this way, our consecration can be very practical. And through all of these ways, as we're seizing the opportunities, actually, the Lord is expanding his reign in us. He's growing in us, and we are growing in him. So may the Lord strengthen us to be alert, to be watchful, to be sober, to realize the opportunities, and may we have the grace to seize the opportunities when they're presented to us, so that our consecration can be lived out and the Lord can grow in us. Praise the Lord. Well, that's all the time we have today. Brothers and sisters, we always appreciate your feedback. So for both this session and for anything on the H. Turner's website, we appreciate hearing from you. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you to seize all the opportunities afforded you in your daily living. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.